The massive earthquake off the coast of El Salvador Saturday destroyed thousands of homes and killed more than 400 people. Officials fear that number will climb as rescue workers dig for hundreds presumed buried in a landslide. From San Salvador, NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
In a giant field of mud, a 25-year-old Salvadoran named Sergio is trying to reach his girlfriend by cell phone. He says he can hear her phone ring when he dials, though the sound is faint. Sergio is, in effect, standing on the roof of his girlfriend's house. A huge landslide buried it Saturday morning, immediately following some 30 seconds of violent earth shaking. Now, more than a day later, Sergio seems on the verge of giving up hope of finding his girlfriend alive.
Suena dos, tres veces y se corta. Descargado. No contestado ni nada.
It rings two or three times and then goes dead, he says. She hasn't answered. Supposedly, she called 911. Perhaps in that moment, she was still able to talk. Despite frantic excavating, most of it by hand, authorities say up to 1,200 residents here remain unaccounted for. Hundreds of rescue workers are working virtually nonstop, hoping, like Sergio, to find some signs of life. Above the slide, the high hill that gave way looks as if it's been scooped out with a giant shovel. Saturday's earthquake caused widespread damage throughout El Salvador and in parts of Guatemala, Nicaragua, and Honduras. Some 35 miles to the northwest of El Salvador's capital, in the town of Santa Ana, the seismic jolt reduced a 116-year-old cathedral to rubble. An 18-year-old student named Elizabeth says she saw it topple from across the street.
It fell, and all you could see was a cloud of dust. It all happened in a matter of seconds. Perhaps the people inside didn't have a chance to escape.
Just one person died under the cathedral's stones and timbers. Rescuers dragged the crushed body of 33-year-old Maria Clarabel Hernandez from a pile of debris. Her husband and neighbors weep. Some place money for a coffin gently on her still body. It took a full day to find and free Hernandez from the wreckage because authorities ran out of gas to run a backhoe and had to pass a hat. Salvadoran Green Cross rescue worker Manuel Montoya says his country is desperately in need of international aid to avoid such search and rescue delays. We especially need tools such as picks and shovels, he says. We need a lot of supplies to rescue those who are trapped. More than anything, right now we're tackling the job purely by human effort. Montoya takes a break at the Las Colinas landslide, watching as body after body is removed from the earth. International help is already on the scene here, with Mexico leading the way, sending food and hundreds of disaster specialists. The U.S. and European, Latin American, and Asian countries are also responding with aid. El Salvador's president, Francisco Flores, has declared a state of emergency. Since the Saturday quake, El Salvador has been hit by hundreds of sometimes terrifying aftershocks. No one is yet offering a comprehensive damage assessment, nor how long it will take to rebuild. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, San Salvador.